This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Last fall, in a northeastern Chinese city, a woman drove her car into a crowd of people. One person was killed, more than a dozen injured. The driver got off without going to jail, but because of the internet, she may be retried, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Many things are unclear about what actually happened on the morning of October 16th last year, but a few things are known for sure. A wealthy 45-year-old Chinese woman called Su Xiuwen was driving her new BMW through one of Harbin's main market streets. When an old cart, driven by a local peasant and his wife taking their onions to the market, caught the side view mirror of the shiny silver car. The BMW, which costs more than $100,000 in China, was slightly damaged, causing Su Xiaowen, the driver, to fly into a rage at the peasant couple. At the site of the incident, a man with large ears and an angry face is selling newspapers in the freezing wind. He says he saw the whole thing. There was a huge argument, says the man, who doesn't want to give his name. Then the driver got out of the car, he says, and suddenly slammed it into the crowd, killing the other woman. It was definitely deliberate, he adds. A middle-aged woman is standing nearby selling fruit, stamping her feet to keep warm. The driver's husband came quickly and tried to calm everyone down, she says. It seemed he knew all the policemen who arrived at the scene. It turns out the driver of the BMW's husband is a well-connected, wealthy businessman in Harbin. He paid some compensation to the peasant, and his wife got off with a suspended jail sentence. 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, that might have been the end of it. But this is a new age in China, and someone put the story on the internet. It spread quickly and hit a nerve with a populace increasingly angry at how the rich and powerful continually escape justice. Tens of thousands of people petitioned the local government online about the case. There are now an estimated 70 million internet users in China, and Li Xiguang, a professor of journalism at Beijing's prestigious Tsinghua University, says they're increasingly making themselves heard.
This BMW case is just one of a few cases in the past year that a government policy or court decision were overthrown because of the heated discussion in the internet.
In some ways, modern China has become the classic test case of how the internet can affect a society with a closed political system. But Li Xiguang warns that though this case is remarkable, there's also a limit to the impact the internet can have, when issues like this are still not covered by traditional media, such as the People's Daily Newspaper or CCTV, China's central television.
I really want to see something like in the United States. You have this public debate. Every important opinion expressed in the Washington Post, the New York Times, not in Yahoo, not in Google. That would be bizarre, you know. So I want Chinese opinion, big policy, big debate taking place in the People's Daily and CCTV instead of through the chat room and internet.
For now, though, for ordinary Chinese people unused to having any impact on government, it's a good start. Everyone is watching to see what kind of sentence the retrial will hand down to Su Xiuwen, the driver of the BMW. In the fight against the nexus of power and money that now rules an increasingly uncommunist China, the internet is starting to be a power to be reckoned with. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Harbin, northeastern China.